This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Motherfucking Friday.
I thought you were going to do something, Tom.
Yeah, that's not how you do it. You normally just say, hey, welcome to...
Oh, do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Get the vibe up.
Restart it?
Yeah, but restart it, but, like, do it better. So when do I go, then?
Whenever you want.
Oh, so you're going to cut it off, and then I'll do it. Right, okay. Yeah, no, I got it. Week 25, I got it. Finally. Hello guys, how you doing? It's Friday, you listen to the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. I'm Jack Mate, I'm still gorgeous, and Tom Norris is to the left of me.
And I'm still pretty.
You are indeed. Will, producer Will's fiddling with his awkward little knobbly bits.
He's
over
still
there.
Shitty.
I'm still shitty.
Nah, we're not having one of them shows today.
Oh, thanks Jack.
Yeah.
Jack Mate, man, you're alright, man.
When you say still shitty, say really shitty.
Don't lie to the listeners, he's stinky.
Hope you're well, guys. The weekend is nearly here. Today, we're going to be talking about all things boozy. We're going to be talking about lads' holidays. We're going to talk about parties. I feel a bit drunk even just thinking about this show.
You're right, isn't it? I love you guys.
The topic of the show, theme, is sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Or as I like to say, YouTube sex and chicken selects. Thank you very much.
But you don't have sex.
I have loads
of
sex.
You watch it a lot.
I do. Fake taxi. I thought I'd get that in because you said it last week and no one picked up on it.
Did you?
Yeah. When you're talking about browsers.
You remember Vu saying that the FUBAR radio logo looks like Pornhub?
Yeah,
definitely doesn't.
I don't think it does.
No, I went home,
had a little look and...
Little wank and...
Don't, look, we're 3 minutes, we're not even 3 minutes in.
We're 5 minutes in.
No, this is...
Oh, it's, we're past the wank limiter!
Yes! Ooh, the wankometer.
Deary me. I just want to apologise to the boys in the studio today for coming in with such an infected nose.
I thought you just had a red stud in.
No, rank, innit?
Yeah. I don't like the fact it's facing me as well.
Yeah, I know. Will, you can't really see it, can you?
Have a look at it.
But look,
I
just thought we had a guest in today.
That is the Philosopher's Stone. That's what they're on about in the book.
Can you get that fixed?
It'll go.
Have you seen that on my thumb?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's disgusting.
We've all seen that.
Yeah, even the listeners can see that.
You say you call it the rubby because you use
it. Basically, Will's got a huge wart on his thumb.
Really
so,
big.
Yeah. I would love to. Right, I know this is probably impossible. I would love to see what the listeners imagine Will looks like if they've never seen him. They've probably seen you in vlogs and stuff because you weaseled your way into them, but I mean.
That's me.
I would love to see because I remember. Trying to imagine what Carl Pilkington looked
like.
So I wonder what they imagine with you, because now all they've heard is Lanky got a skin condition and got a huge wart on his thumb.
Yeah.
Skin condition was 1 week that you kind of took the joke and ran with it quite a long way.
Yeah.
We're week 25 and we're still talking about it, so more of a marathon. Like the London Marathon, that was Sunday. Did you watch it?
No,
never did I.
But that's one of the people who, you know, a big fan of yours, Jack, and supported me doing some stuff, Eve. She said that Will doesn't match his face.
Oh,
his
yeah.
voice doesn't match his face.
Yeah.
His face doesn't match his face.
It's that perhaps.
His face doesn't match his head.
He's got no eyes.
His head's too long for his face.
She said that your face don't match your voice.
Oh.
Do you think it does?
What, is that a compliment?
She said that she thought you'd be clammier.
I don't think she can spell that. I'm joking.
What's that about?
Don't even know who she is.
She's actually very intelligent.
Yeah.
She doesn't know who she is.
This week on the show we have Eve.
Come in, Eve.
That's happened.
Hello.
What's going on?
I'm doing any voice. All right. Hello. Is that better?
I don't know. I don't know who she is.
I've met her and I can't remember how she talks. Probably just like a normal girl.
Hello.
Hello.
Anyway, Jack, what have we got coming up in today's show?
Hello.
All right.
On this week's show.
Thank you, Tom.
Hello.
We have.
Hello,
we
Dad.
Have, all right.
No, it was a League of Gentlemen impression.
I know.
Look, I know.
We have Robbie Knox, our friend of the show, coming in today.
Knox.
Looking forward to that.
And he's going to maybe talk a little bit about the PFA he went to.
Oh, yeah, he went to the Football Awards, didn't he?
Yeah. We're going to educate you, Jack, me and Tom.
Yeah, because I've actually never been on a lad's holiday.
Really, mate?
Yeah, you two have.
Jeez,
you?
How old are you?
23.
Oh, you need mates to go on a lad's holiday, don't you?
Yeah, true. So you'll educate me on that, but coming up now, we're going to go to a little bit of Biffy Clyro.
Bubbles?
How about a couple of bubbles?
Well, how's your view of things today? Got young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up. I can't compete with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives in. Control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world. There's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river.
upset my kin, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed the change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let it go. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing rhymes, trying to pop them all the time. Don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river in her own creepy world. There's a girl, there's a girl, she's down by the river. It's time to consider that baby is a sinner. There's a girl, there's a girl, washing girls, there's a girl, washing away your sins, dying in this
was the wonderful Biffy Clyro with Bubbles.
Biffy!
I wonder if they're West Ham fans and that's why they made it.
Nah, they're Scottish.
Yeah, but still.
Scottish.
I'm Norwichian.
They were the first band I saw probably on main stage at Reading Festival. And ooh, I crowd surfed to them.
Did you?
Because I was young. I was like, oh, everyone's crowd surfing, and I did it. But the one thing that's funny that happened before that, it's a really shitty band called, well, I don't know, I thought they were shitty, called The Wedding Present. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
They're a bit older. And there was a guy there, a very, like, bit older guy, standing there, like, really enjoying the wedding present. No one cared. They were all there for Biffy Clyro. And then one of this ginger guy with dreadlocks behind him said, "Mon the Biffy!" And then this guy turned around and goes, "Shut up!" And he turned around, but then immediately regretted it. And then he straight away just went, "Oh, no, fair play to you, mate, fair play." He just whipped out straight away. I was like, all right, stick up for the wedding present. Do it properly, Sam.
When I went to watch the wrestling once at Manchester, WWE, there was a Randy Orton Kane match, and there was a not of sane sound of mind. Is that right?
What?
Not of sound mind woman sat in one chair, and then behind her was another woman. One was a Randy Orton fan and one was a Kane fan.
Ooh.
And then the woman in front just stood up and was like, "Go on, Kane!" And then the woman behind her literally just pulled her hair and went, "Sit down!" And then, like, put her back in the chair. No word of a lie.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Probably it's their mums.
Yeah, and then their respective partners had to break them up.
Fucking hell.
True story.
That was mental.
Would you ever physically attack someone like over the rest of that you like?
I like wrestling. So
you're a fan of the game,
art of
the
wrestling,
game, not the players.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Who is your current? Because you still watch it now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
who's your current, my favourite?
Good question. Let me have a little think about that. Let me take as much time as I can.
And while you're thinking about it, think about the fact that you are an adult and you still watch wrestling. Pathetic.
Do you watch Breaking Bad? Didn't you?
Ooh,
that's a drama. That's just a like drama. Wrestling.
Hey,
it is
exactly.
It's an art form, though.
What is?
Wrestling's not an art form.
Oh, physically, come on.
The way they
do some of their stunts.
Could you do it?
The fact that you're even saying the word stunt.
Okay.
Only kids do stunts.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So stunt drivers. Like,
I'll tell you right.
Go on.
There we go, Jack.
Ding ding.
To me, the word stunt should be left at high school. The same as stash.
What, in America?
Oh yeah, I'm going to stash some coke bottles.
What about stunts anyway? It's like Coronation Street, but they resolve their differences in a very artistic way in the ring.
No, it's absolute bullshit.
Sorry, Jack.
A stunt is performing something which has risk.
Yeah, there's a lot of risk involved.
Is there what?
How is
it
not?
Are you joking? People have broken their necks. People have died in the ring.
It's more dangerous than...
It's pathetic.
What do you like?
More dangerous than uploading a video from the safety of your bedroom, mate. Fucking hell, I'm out of here.
Yeah, go on.
Another song. It's another song now.
If you, yeah. If you are going to throw stuff, don't throw it at your desk, Will.
Just pretend you're doing it.
You just made me that angry. Yeah. I've got to find that song again now, and I don't even know what it was.
That was The Front Bottom's Peach.
Yeah, but the one before that was Drum Rolls.
Look what you made me do. You happy with yourself?
Yeah, you're the one throwing the tantrum.
That was your fault.
I think wrestling has this effect on you because you see fucking Kane or Randy PJ or whatever his name
is. That's also PJ.
You heard what I said.
That is your go-to word today. You've used it twice in little jokes and digs. You and your friends, the Wing and PJ was earlier on.
Because it's like PJ.
I know.
Be careful what you're saying, alright?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you gonna apologise to me?
No, I hate it still.
Would you hate me?
No, I don't hate you.
Alright.
Yeah. When you... Well, actually, no, we covered childhood last week. I won't go back. I won't go back. You can't make me.
What have you been up to this week, then?
It was Duncan, the boss of Fubar's birthday yesterday, so we went for some nice drinks.
Yeah, a bit tipsy, did you?
Yeah, did a little bit.
Lovely. You?
Did Jacob go?
No, he has to go home. He lives in Rugby, so he has to
Rugby?
Go.
Rugby?
Yeah.
Oh, how far away is that?
About an hour and a half away.
Every day?
Yeah.
Sure. And I moan about coming in on a Friday.
Mad, isn't it? Yeah.
God.
You do.
Just makes me realise what a little melt boy Jacob is.
I've been trying to think of rugby puns the whole time.
Yeah.
Nothing came.
He tries, doesn't he?
Nice, yeah.
I was trying to think around the word scrum.
How does he tackle that commute?
Don't know.
He manages to...
Did he fly halfway?
No, he really flew all the way. He's here. Guys.
Well, he converted it into a job though, so.
Yeah, he did. Well done. Yeah.
Referees.
Scrum.
So, how
down.
You felt? You released a video last night. We both did, didn't we, Jack, at the same time? We went head to head. Who won?
Yeah, your one was very good, considering.
Considering what?
I think we can talk about it now.
You only filmed it on that day.
Yeah, because we basically, the secret project we did with Fubar was going to be released this week.
You can talk about it.
Can we?
Well, they've put something on their website, haven't they?
Yeah, I think maybe not. Let's leave it for now.
That's fine, mate. I'll take the slack. Yeah, go for it. We got to promote it, haven't we, next week?
Yeah, do.
Starting on Tuesday. I've got the schedule through from...
Do I...
Bundy!
Should I just... I'm not...
What's the matter with you, mate?
I just don't think I should say it.
What do you want me to say?
So we filmed a pilot episode for Comedy Central.
Two
pilot episodes, I'm being told. Three, maybe four. I don't know. We were there. We didn't know what was going on. But
originally it was coming out this week, the first episode of that, and then it was pushed back. And I had a video planned around the launch, and then it was told to be pushed back. So I had nothing ready to go. So I had to go and force a vlog. So I went to the local zoo.
I hate that. Isn't that the worst when you have to force a vlog? You have to tell yourself, I'm going to do life now.
And I usually can do it well if I'm doing it with someone. I bounce off them or show off in front of them.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm walking around a zoo by myself with a camera,
trying to
bounce off the animals.
Is it very busy?
Surprisingly so for a Thursday. I thought it was going to be pretty dead.
Surprisingly so for your village.
It's not my village.
Quiet?
It's a little village, wildlife zoo.
Quiet, mate.
Yeah.
It's literally in the middle of nowhere. It's a ghost town.
They had some, like, maned wolf.
Is that a dick?
It's called a maned wolf, which is like this weird, like, lanky ginger wolf thing. And I wanted to find it because it looked so disgusting. I saw it when walking a dog before, but I couldn't find him.
I honestly thought you were going to do a joke about him.
No, I wasn't actually.
The maned wolf. I quite like that.
Maned ginger wolf. Skanky wolf.
You can't do it about me now, Tom.
Well, no, that's what I said.
All right, cool.
So if anything, that was my fault.
Yeah. Well, you led him up.
Is it like Midsummer Murders, the village?
No, it's just called Sherbrooke. This is a lovely little village.
It is a lovely. It's just wrong
where I don't live there. I work there.
All right, mate.
But it's very.
But I don't play there.
What's doing your taxes? No.
It's unpopulated.
It's just a village.
Yeah.
Like Sims village.
So you,
it's right next to a train station.
So like SimCity when you first start.
You've been at the zoo. What have you been doing?
I love your joke. What have you been up to, Will?
Just working, really, mate.
The question the listeners want to know, how many dates this week?
Oh, I went on a date on Tuesday.
Did you?
Yeah. Went down to Camden, went to...
Did you get a bubble tea?
Dinnerama.
Is Nat in there, Jacob? No.
What, is it with Nat?
No, she told me where to go. Oh, Lock Tavern in Camden.
Oh, I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, like it?
Yeah, it's all right.
They were filming, really, a bizarre episode of...
Hotel of Mum and Dad, yeah.
No,
I did a bit of stand-up there.
Who's the Jack? Guitar, somewhere. There was loads of people playing guitars.
Guitar Hero?
Yeah, is that the show?
I don't know if it's a show.
It's a game.
Yeah.
They were doing something like that, very weird. Right. And, like, we sat down on this sofa, we were getting chatting, we'd only just got there, been there about half an hour, and in my peripheral vision, this couple who must have been really pissed, were just full on necking, like hands everywhere, and we'd only known each other for half an hour. She was like, "What?" I was going like looking like at her, but then that was catching my attention. They were full on necking, like hands everywhere.
How old?
What do you mean?
How old were the couple?
Old enough.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, but like,
are we talking like
80s?
No,
or?
But probably like 30.
Okay. 80s?
Yeah. That's a weird one to go to.
What, just born in the 80s? So they'll be about 30 or?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I got out of that one.
You're good, man. You're good, man.
So, how did you meet this girl?
It's a very weird set of circumstances, Tom.
Why don't you tell us?
Ten years ago.
Your agony aunt and uncle, Tom and Jack.
10 years ago, she was born, and now she's sort of...
Oi!
Go on, tell us more.
And now she's got a scooter, so...
9 months later, go on.
That's disgusting.
Go on, sorry.
10 years ago, we went on a friend's birthday, a family friend of mine, to see One Night Only. You know, they're my favourite band.
Oh, yeah.
And who I want to be. At Wrexham Central train station.
Yeah.
We added each other on Facebook then, and then she just came up on the app Bumble, and then we were like, I recognise you. Let's go for a drink.
Don't you remember me? But this will be for the second night only. Don't touch it, can't afford it, baby.
Oh, come on, I want some of you again, love.
Oh, okay, why don't we neck like those 80-year-olds? Oh, look, the scissoring. I don't know how it works.
Look, they're filming a show about guitars. Is that Guitar Hero?
Well, that Northern.
You are,
yeah.
You are out of your depth here, mate.
Yeah. Same with me.
Yeah. I went out.
Well done.
I went out midweek just for a couple, and on the way back, because I just got a taxi.
Did you get lost?
I got the taxi driver to go through the McDonald's drive-through because I was starving. And
does he drive further and you pay through the?
Yeah, through the back.
You never had that.
Usually, right?
Fucking hell.
Usually they stop off at McDonald's. You get out the car and you go in.
Yeah.
But this guy drove through, and I've got videos on my phone, so I can show you guys in the song. He was the weirdest taxi driver I've ever had. Like, I was cracking up because of how weird he was. He was like, you know when someone's so confident in how funny they are that they're really unfunny.
Hello.
But like, you kind of laugh because you need to. Don't want to laugh.
Yeah.
He got in and he was like, I think he was half Hungarian. He was half British, half Hungarian.
You're a bit Hungarian going through that McDonald's, weren't you?
Oh, borderline.
You were talking about me going out with a 10-year-old a minute ago, and that's borderline.
No, I'm saying borderline unfunny.
Oh, yeah, right. I totally agree.
So we got in the car, and he went, "Has anyone seen Borat?" And I went, "Yeah."
Where's he from?
Hungry, but that was a shit impression of Borat, right? He was like, "Has anyone seen Borat?" I went, "Yeah," and then he went, I like, and he thought because he was doing a really loud Borat impression, it was quality. And when he got up to the window at McDonald's, he did that thing that I think every 12-year-old kid says, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna do," but then they grow up. He went, "Can I have a Royale with cheese?" Like that, and the guys looked at him and was like, did not get any of the joke. He was like, "Sorry, mate, what? Royale with cheese? Royale?" It was a whole experience. He was driving off before Sam had even paid. So he was like, "Well, mate. And he was like, "I'll reverse." Beep, 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 beep.
And literally, like a robot.
It was so funny. And I went to him, I was like... No, I wouldn't say it's a bit offensive.
Doesn't normally something.
That's Jack, mate. Every Mondays and Thursdays.
It was funny because he was doing this Borat impression the whole journey, and as we pulled into mine at the end, I just said, it went a bit awkward and quiet, and I went, "Do you like Borat then?" And he went, "No, his humour very vulgar, very easy." And I was like, "What? That's all you've been doing for the last 25 minutes?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's mental.
Very vulgar. I had an experience with a taxi driver when I was up in Newcastle, and I was filming a road respect campaign, so about, you know, anti-drink driving and all that. And he was the taxi driver, because up north everyone's nice, it's just the rules.
Mm.
And he was chatting to me about what I'm doing and things like that, and I said, "Oh, I'm filming for that." And he said, "Oh, so I'm just talking in general about drink driving." And he had a coffee in the front. I was like, "Oh, I hope that's not an Irish coffee." He just didn't laugh.
Why did he not?
And he just didn't answer me at all. And I sat in the back just thinking,
was it just you on your own?
Yeah, I was by myself. I just thought, I wasn't accusing him. I hope he didn't think I was accusing him.
Do you think he was an alcoholic?
He was smashed.
When I got a taxi to the train station in Norwich this morning, and I was just chatting to the guy, it was all fine, and then he was like, "Yeah, that's £5.50.
With cheese!
He was like, "That's £5.50. So I give him a tenner, obviously £4.50 change, and he went, have you got 50p? Meaning like, yeah, so he can give me a fiver. And I didn't get what he was saying. And I just went, no, you can just give me £6. So that I'm only paying £4. Oh, right. I was tired. And then he went, yeah, but your thing's 5.50. And I was like, yeah, but I'll just have £6. And then I was like, oh, sorry, mate. Yeah, no, I realised I am. It was a bit like, you know the shit that happened at five-a-side football in the week?
Yes.
My mate Jason got sent off. Basically, my mate Jason got sent off and he shouldn't have been. We're stood there, we're arguing with the referee for a good 7 minutes, 7-8 minutes, and then I'm threatening to go off, and then everyone's like, nah, stay on. And I don't know why I'm so dumb sometimes, but I've obviously you only have four players on the pitch, you still have to make substitutions, so I go off for the sub, and then I'm standing there and I'm counting our players, and I'm like, there's not enough on. I know Jason's been sent off, but it's not coming to my head. So I'm like, oi, ref! And he's like, looking at me. I'm like, I'll come on. And he's like, hey? And I'm like, I'll just come on. And he's like, thinking I'm joking. He's like, you've had a player sent off? I was like, yeah, I know, but there's only like three outfield. He's like, because you've had a player sent off. I was like, oh yeah, I see what I've done there. Ref, yeah, yeah, no.
I just have £6, ref.
Right, I would cheese. I've got to show you that video in a bit.
What are you doing at the weekend?
Oh, just fucking bitch, mate. You?
Tom?
Oh, you're fucking hell, yeah.
Jack, Tom's around for the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, God. Hey. What, did you invite him around for brunch and then he stay until...
What are you doing that for?
I've got a nice little name for
thanks,
Tom.
Man.
Just kind of thought of it. It might be shit.
It's probably
but like,
gonna be shit,
why don't we call him? Because brunch is just after breakfast, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why don't we call him from brunch to breakfast? Because you invite him around for brunch, but he stays all the way through.
That's catchy. I think that catch on.
Yeah. You like that?
No, he'll be there.
That's a good name.
Because he was staying around Friday tonight.
Yeah.
And then he's weaselly wade in for a Saturday night as well.
You know, I was actually looking for another place to stay.
Why?
Because I didn't think you. Because you always moan about it. I didn't.
Oh,
want
I only joke,
it.
Mate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then
right.
What you say
it
to
hurts.
Me?
What you say
not
to
that,
me?
Not that, mate.
All right, I'll do it off her.
Yeah. Don't poke me in the face. I've already got an infected nose. I don't want an infected face either.
But yeah, he's staying around for the weekend. So, that'd luckily it's bank holiday, so I've got the Monday to recover.
Yeah, we're hitting up Mayfair tomorrow night. Standard.
Yeah, playing Monopoly.
Well, Captain America. Private joke between us.
Let's go to a song.
Yeah. Get him out of this.
Front bottom, peach! Peach!
You are my peach, you are my plum, you are my earth, you are my sun. All of your fingers, all of your toes, the back of your head, the tip of your nose. Oh. And you are the reason I'm smiling, when there's nothing to smile about. Yeah, you are the reason I'm smiling, when there's nothing to smile about. Time, you were mine.
That was the Front Bottoms
with Peach.
Which I'm a big, big fan of.
Who showed you the Front Bottoms?
I can't remember. I think Will did.
No, I don't think it was Will.
No, I hate him.
Oh, do you?
Oh, you keep telling me to get into him and I just can't.
Do you listen?
No, I've not really.
Tell you why I hate the Hummer.
Do you listen?
The Hummer. The Hunter.
No, I hate Hummers. They're just carbon footprint massive.
Once when I was at Avoncroft Park, which is a park near my hometown in Bromsgrove, Robert Earnshaw pulled up to the traffic lights in a Hummer and started getting with his girlfriend.
Who?
Robert Earnshaw used to play for Wales and West Bromwich Albion, scored the quickest hat-trick in Premier League history.
Robert Earnshaw is the most
Even
disgusting
still?
Looking man
No,
in
maybe
football.
Not the quickest hat-trick.
There's been a very quick one recently.
Yeah, no.
What, Andy Carroll, 7 minutes against
no,
Arsenal.
No, not that's quicker than that.
No, he scored a quick hat-trick against Charlton in 2004 to keep West Bromwich Albion in the league in the Great Escape era when they were bottom at Christmas.
Okay, so this show is obviously all about lad culture, about boozing, about not snoozing, doing all-nighters, if you will. And I think it's about time, because I've never actually been on one, it's about time I go on a lad's holiday myself. Which
You've
I'm
never been on one?
Never been on one. Never, ever been on one. And there's Clapham coming over in the corner. Oh. What the hell? What's going on? Oh, hello.
All right, Jack, mate.
Hello, mate, you all right?
Yeah, you, mate. Present, mate.
What's your name, mate?
Will Still. Will Woody Woodpecker.
And you?
Tomo.
We're your...
So good, name me twice.
All right.
I can't remember what I call myself, but we're club 18 to 30 reps, mate. We're showing you a fucking good time.
Oh, 18 to 30. So what's your sole purpose?
Just a fucking party, mate.
All right, I'm up for that.
Cut the bullshit straight to parties.
All right, sweet.
So a free drink is a bud.
Oh, lovely.
No, yeah. Don't give him a bud, mate. You got to give him a cocktail.
Oh.
Our cocktail, is it?
Yeah,
all right.
What you got?
We've got some rum diddly umkin.
Yeah, I love that.
Rum diddly
yeah.
Well, the boss has provided those.
Can I just say you'll be the worst reps ever?
Fuck, no, yeah, shut your mouth, mate. You're in Cabos now.
No, open your mouth, drink that, mate.
Oh, that's tasty.
Keep more of that.
Yeah.
So, you want a dentist chair, do you? But you don't even know what that is. Fresh meat! Fresh meat!
Fresh meat, come here.
Fresh meat.
Yeah, this sounds fun.
Yeah, no, well.
Where are we?
Where do you want to be?
We're in Del Casafuba.
Well, he said Cavos.
Yeah, which is in Cavos.
Yeah, do you know that?
Play the fucking game, mate.
You don't know that, mate. Look alive.
So, are you Danny Dyer or are you club reps?
Well, hey!
Same thing, innit?
You sound really like Nick Nevin.
Yeah, well, fucking.
You look like him a bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's alright, he is, but he can be a bit of a cunt.
You eat.
There's 27 steps, Jack.
Right.
To having a lad's holiday.
Yeah, go on.
Rule number one, get off your fucking phone.
Yeah, I'm off.
Are you live tweeting this here?
What's he doing?
Just
what's he doing, Tomo?
Messaging his girlfriend.
No, I'm not messaging
Rule
my
Rule 2, get rid of that.
What, the phone?
Yeah.
Can I just say to everyone? No, sorry, that's the taxi driver telling you about.
Yeah, okay. That's cool, mate, yeah, but yeah. No phones.
All right, no phones.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Yeah.
So.
Like a man.
Before you go on this holiday, because you're not here yet.
Oh, I thought I was.
But it starts with the airport on this list.
Oh, okay, right, at the airport. What happens at the airport?
Where are you flying from?
Stansted. Standard.
What are you doing?
I'm sleeping on this.
All right, well, chill out. Are you at the airport, yeah?
Yeah, I know that.
What's the first thing you're going to... What's the first... Yeah, well, yeah, we'll get there. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Have a bacon sandwich.
And? What are you going to down that with?
Water.
No!
No.
Mistake!
Au contraire.
Wrong.
All right, go on.
Get that off him, Tomo.
All right, take that off me.
Give him a personalised T-shirt as well. That's the first thing as well.
Here you are. Yours is called Little Droopy Knob.
A 69 as well on the back of that.
Little Droopy Knob. Why 69?
Just because it's a sex position.
Oh, okay.
Cool. And that's a war.
When you lay down and put a butt on someone else's face and they put a butt on your face.
Perfect, yeah.
69.
Yeah,
so you're at the airport, you got your beer. You got what beer are you having?
Oh, I'll have can I have a Carling?
No, I have Strombo. Strombo, yeah, beer. Strombo beer.
Right, strong baby.
And now we're on the plane.
Oh,
we've landed.
Oh, right.
What are you wearing?
On the plane, you got to be really loud and irritate every other passenger who was a bit sleepy.
Yeah.
What's the film on the plane?
It's not. It's a short haul flight.
No, I think there's one.
There's one.
Marley and Me.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, what's this fucking Marley and Me?
That's it.
Shit.
That's it. Yeah, you know,
yeah. Oh, yeah, but bet Marley likes dogging.
Oh, I wish it was a bit of Charlie and Me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, now we're talking.
There you are.
I'm getting it.
You are slowly getting it.
So yeah. Now what we've got off the plane, we're getting our baggage. What's that? There's a rival group of lads with a different coloured T-shirt. They're personalised as well. They're going to the same place. You start to wire them up.
Fucking,
you think... Go on.
Fucking mug.
Yeah. Why are they mugs?
You're a little, oi, you see you there, the tall one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a little dick mug.
Why?
Because you've got a blue t-shirt on your mug, cunt.
Yeah. Well, my 69's better than your 69.
Yeah, but my 9's are more even.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, yeah,
what's the, next, Tomo?
Then you get on the coach, and then you've seen each people leave a different location. You think, I hope that that blue mug's not going where I'm going. And you get off at the same place.
Excuse me, ref. How many birds at our hotel? 2. Bad mistake. Let's go to another one. That's what you got to say, Jack.
What?
You gotta listen, mate. You gotta get rid of that.
Sorry, I'm just texting the other lads to see how many bitches.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Then we get to the hotel.
Yeah, we get to the hotel.
But you've already had too many. So you're peaking too soon.
You've been drinking on the coach.
Oh, boys, I'm just gonna stay in.
Funny, if we drop the accents for a minute, for when I actually went to Cavos, I peaked too soon because I had a drink called a head fucker. Maybe we should just play it like this, Tom. It's a bit easier for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone alright?
Too old for this shit.
Yeah. So I peaked too soon.
What a show.
I downed a drink called a head fucker.
What's in the head fucker?
It's 10 shots, but then it's
fucking
it's
hell.
Really nicely topped up with a bit of lemonade.
Really nice topped up, as in just it's not spilt.
11th shot of lemonade. Like.
But I had that straight onto the first bar. Was 6 straight away, but I'm on the curb. But then my mate won a bottle of champagne, and because every place has a penalty shootout competition, don't they, Tom?
No, I never experienced that.
Oh, it's just like someone puts up a net in. There's a poor bloke who just gets balls pelted at him all evening.
Really?
And you get the cheapest bottle of champagne. So my mate won that. So I'm on the curb being sick. All the head fuckers coming out.
1 shot, 2 shot, 3 shot, 4 shot.
That's all coming out.
Yeah. 10.
And then they win the champagne.
Lovely splash of lemonade.
And then they just got the champagne and they just... So it's... And then I'm just like... With the champagne in my face. So I peaked too early. So you don't want to do that.
No.
So what drink are you going to have first?
I'll have a Carlin then, like I was up for in Spoons in Stanton.
No, I think you've got to go cocktail still.
All right, I'll have a strawberry daiquiri.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right, I can do that. And then one of the... Oh, go on, interrupt.
When I was... Oh, I'm not interrupting.
You weren't actually talking, but...
When I went to Cos with a friend, there's a certain bar we went to, which was very much... it was a all-you-could-drink thing. So you pay €15 and you have an hour. And you can drink as much as you want. But it's only of these certain cocktails. So you never really knew what was going in the cocktails. So you could never tell if you were getting done over. But my friend always was like, I need to get my money's worth. So he would just neck... And I was like... You know, even if you drink 5...
That's enough.
That's more than enough. But he's like, oh no, I keep going back. And then 2 nights, he peaked too early and had to go back. And I went on 2 nights out by myself.
What, you went on right. a holiday just him?
Just me and him went for... It was a bit of an error. We were originally booking it with a bunch of, like, 5 of us. They all dropped out and were like, should we still go? We're like, oh, we'll go for a week. We went there and then it was just like £50 more to stay for another 5 days.
Why did you always go on holidays
on
your own?
You went for 11 days.
By myself. It went really. But then the weird thing was as well, another weird thing was, when we were there, because it wasn't really like, because he kept fucking up the nights out, we kind of, near our pool area, there was this old guy from Leeds. An old guy from Leeds, and basically like, we made friends with these two old guys from Leeds, really like kind of rough and ready guys, who were about 50s. We used to just spend some days just drinking with them, and it's just like, this is what could happen to us if things don't go right.
So, see, that I can't comprehend that. Like, how do you go out on a night out on your own?
It's hard.
I genuinely...
But I was like, I'm all the way here. He's fucked. I'm not going to then just be like, I'm going to go home now and just lay in the hotel and go to sleep. So I was just like, I'm just going to keep drinking. And we kind of met some people whilst we're there a bit. So I was kind of like, I'm just going to follow where they're... This night kind of goes.
Yeah.
And then I went back. And then I went one night when I went back, he was laying on top of his bed. Soaking wet, so I think he must have had a shower.
Yeah.
On top of his duvet, but laying like a Dracula with his arms crossed like that, and feet straight, and just completely naked. And he's just asleep like that. I was like, that's weird.
That is weird.
Should have took a picture of it.
Did the people not mind you tagging along?
No, I'm a fucking legend.
I was in Norwich once, and I had this boy tag along to me. And you know when you're drunk, everyone's your best mate.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
You're a lad, mate. You're an absolute lad. Like, this guy was German. And he was like best pals with us all night, and he came to all the clubs we were going. And then I don't know why it got so weird, but at the end of the night, he pulled up his arm. This sounds like bullshit. It's genuinely not.
Yeah, the jackmate tattoo.
No, you can imagine what tattoo he has.
Oh, come on! Man.
I genuinely
a swastika.
I swear down.
Yeah,
Will.
But that doesn't mean that.
He said that didn't mean that, but I was like, well, it's still a bit iffy. That's like if I had a tattoo of a bulldog in front of the Great British flag, it only means that's a dog and a flag, but it also means I want the Muslims out. in a way.
Allegedly.
Clip that.
Yeah.
Next week.
Love it. But yeah. Jack, can you tan?
Can I what?
Tan.
Fuck off, no.
Can I tan? Yeah, very well.
You tan?
Yeah.
I no, don't. You
yes,
don't.
I do. When I went to Tobago, I came back looking like
red.
Dwight.
Red. Like Dwight.
Also, one of the major points of going on a lad's holiday is going to the Token water park visit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I mean, then.
But I missed mine.
Toga.
Token.
Oh.
Toga. Toga.
Yeah, that's not.
It's a flume.
When I was there, we waited ages at the restaurant and we dined in a dash. I think it's the only time I've ever done that.
Oh, Tom, oh. I thought better of you.
Well, it was really shitty service. It took ages and they weren't just doing it right. So we're like, you know what, bye. Two, please.
Tell you what I did, a dash
well,
off.
Only you and one other person did that.
Why does that make it...
makes when? It more grim.
I did a drip and dash.
What's that?
Well, so you didn't pay the prostitute and you just pulled it out and ran.
That's disgusting, Tom. Again, you're really lowering the tone of this show.
Oh. I've come back from Amsterdam with more money than I left with.
No, I was put on a drip one evening in Cabos. You told me to bring this story up.
No, I didn't.
You did last week.
I've never heard mad fucker.
Oh, go on.
But yeah, I woke up naked with a drip in my arm on the one morning and they were like, €60. I was like, well, I've got no clothes on, let alone any money on me. And I had to leave.
Were you just naked?
Yeah, well, they came in and took my clothes, so I just had to wear one of them gowns.
Everybody's dressing up, I'm wearing a gown.
But that was €60 for the drink.
Let's dissect that, right? You've gone out to a foreign country, right? Yep. Got absolutely hammered.
Right.
And their hospital service, or whatever you call it, right? Paramedics has had to put you on a drip, right? They've given you one of their...
Can I interject?
Given one of you...
No, can I interject?
And wait, and you're sitting there moaning and complaining, like, well, they fucking put me in one of them gowns. Stop being so...
No. I reckon it was a con, because...
Oh, here we go.
I went to the bar quite a lot called JC's, and the DJ was called DJ Madfucker.
Oh, he sounds like a great character.
He was a big...
Was he in charge of that drink at the beginning, was it called?
Yes, yeah, the Headfucker, yeah.
The Headfucker was made by Madfucker.
Oh, you get the original Headfucker from DJ Madfucker.
This is like
it's like Russian Dolls. It's the Madfucker, the big Madfucker. He makes a little...
Yeah,
it's
like a
Roger Hargreaves series, if he's got a bit naughty.
Are they Hargreaves?
Roger Hargreaves.
I don't know.
Who's that? Who's Roger Hargreaves?
He created Mr. Men books.
Mr. Men. He created Mr. Men books.
That's fine, mate. I believe. I just didn't know who he was.
Yeah. Mr. Happy, Mr. Sad,
yeah,
Mr. Headfucker.
You know what it is.
But
good,
yeah.
Good joke.
So he was there. But I passed out, and the story goes that this very burly, beardy, hairy man picked me up, walked me down the strip, and put me in the hospital. So I reckon he was in cahoots. Because for one night stay, it was €60 for the drip.
Yeah.
And the only reason I had to pay that was because it was the time of swine flu, if you remember at the time.
Yeah.
And a few of the lads got swine flu, and they wouldn't give them the medication unless I paid my €60 drip fee.
So
your friends had swine flu?
Yeah, yeah. My one mate, Beb, we went for 2 weeks. Half the group went for 1 week. One lad, Beb, stayed out for an extra week. The first day he stayed
by
out.
By himself?
No, we were all there as well. Some of us
so he was only meant to stay for a week.
Yeah, he was like, I'll stay, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Next day he got swine flu. He gets taken in an ambulance all the way to the main hospital in Corfu, which is an hour drive. Because he stayed an extra week, everyone's like, well, he's got no medical insurance.
Oh.
So we had to chip in, get a taxi all the way to Corfu just to tell him, right, you were ill before you got here. And it's just all come out. And then, yeah. And then he stayed an extra week on his own in hospital.
On his own?
Yeah, yeah. £4,000. NHS paid it off. Fair play.
Did they actually? Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't let him leave for ages.
I think I've...
What, until he paid?
Yeah.
Well, how can they not let him leave?
Well, no, there was that arguing, but then they resolved something and then he got back eventually.
Wow.
Bebs, if you're listening. He's not. He died in Corfu. Nah, he didn't. He didn't. He's still here.
Oh, that's quality, though.
Would you go on an Atali then, Jack?
After
that piss poor segment.
After all that, probably not.
But there's a lot of...
Yeah, good times can be had. If
what are you doing, man?
This mic's
just
bastard.
Just fucking... Just go over here,
I will. This one's broken. It's a piece of...
Fucking hell.
Right, walk round.
It's falling off.
It's fine. Just let it drop.
All right, just let it drop, shall I?
All the way up here. Oh, look. It's probably come off now. Look.
What
are you doing?
I don't know!
Ali, we might need your help. Fucking. Oh, God, should we go to a song?
Wait.
What are you doing? Literally had it off.
It's come off.
Should you fuck around with it too much?
I wasn't fucking around with it.
When are you messing around with it, Jack?
Honestly, the way you hold that, you think you're Freddie fucking Mercury.
I am.
Sometimes.
Exactly.
Next song.
Nah.
Nah, let's let you suffer, because you fucked this up for everyone.
Your segment fucked it up, mate.
If you joined in a bit more, mate, it might have been a bit more beneficial.
Oh, God, no, let's have a little song.
Yeah, what do you fancy, mate?
Whatever you want, mate, really.
Yeah, what do you fancy?
How about... Police.
Are you ruining the show altogether?
Let's do a song for Tom, which he's going to be, because he keeps messing up the mic. That's So Lonely. So lonely.
I don't think that's a song, mate. That's just a chorus, wasn't it?
What was that?
That's just me. What's happened there?
The song does start with a verse normally as well.
Fucking hell, Adam's sabotaging the show.
So, honestly, this is... Assistant producer Adam has put on more of a jingle than a...
Put 25, a sting. That was 25 seconds of The Police.
That was a sting of Sting.
Yeah.
In a way.
A sting.
Yeah. You know when you don't expect things to happen?
Yeah.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
That's how you were conceived, wasn't it?
I don't expect...
You're funny, man.
Yeah. Funny, man.
Like, I don't really expect you to be in a job next week, but...
Was that my fault, dickhead? No, I stick up for myself.
No, all right, you guys.
I'm not saying that's your fault. I'm just saying you're very subpar a lot of the time.
So, today, do you know what got released today, guys? On Netflix, a big thing got released today on Netflix.
No.
Ricky Gervais' is new film.
Never heard of him, eh?
You've never heard... Okay. Okay. Ricky Gervais' new film, Special Correspondence, was released today on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Is it good?
I watched 3/4 of it.
Yeah. Oh, tense.
And have you seen Extras?
Yes.
Have you seen Extras, Will?
Yes.
And you know when he acts in that play? 1 second.
For the listeners, the mic has just fallen down yet again, so Tom is moving position.
Does this sound right?
That's quite nice, yeah.
I don't mind this dynamic, I can stay here.
I prefer you over there.
I haven't got any headphones as well, so that sounds
feel I'll tell you what, sorry. I'll bring you some headphones.
Cool. Well, in Extras, when he has...
We could have done this like with a longer Police song, but there's only 25 seconds of that.
Yeah, but...
In Extras, he played in that film... Not in the film, when he's in that play. You know, I think it's one of the last ones by... Who's the one that directs it, isn't it?
Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen. You know how he acts in that? Very serious. It feels like he's doing that all the way through this.
Oh, so it's like a kind of piss tape, but then he is...
It's supposed to be a comedy, but you straight away know what's like...
Is he not doing a Gervais?
Not really. It's a couple like... What? Give me bulletproof pants then! It's just like... But it's very... It doesn't seem to be much chemistry between old Eric Banner and Gervais in it. Didn't like it.
That's a shame.
Wasn't vibing it.
That's a shame.
But... The Office film looks actually pretty good, I think.
Does it?
The trailer, you've not seen it?
Oh, the trailer, yeah. I didn't know whether you'd seen something on Netflix.
No. I thought the trailer looked very good for The Office film.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to have to check out Special Correspondence, and I'll let you guys know what I thought of it next week.
Yeah, please do, mate.
Yeah, so as the theme of the show is all about boozing, never snoozing, all-nighters, maybe fighters, I don't know. Lads, banter claws, put it up your snout like a bottle of Coke. We are going to be basically talking...
Ring,
ring. Go on.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, this is Jay-Z. I just heard your stuff and I want to sign you to my record label.
I will sign...
Do you like lemonade?
Wait. I do.
Do you like lemonade?
I will only sign if you let me...
Let you
see
what?
Beyoncé's left one.
I want to know what that means.
Her left chesticle.
Her left tit.
You're very British for Jay-Z.
Well, I probably won't let that happen because she's my darling wife.
Jay-Z would never say. I will probably not let you look at Beyonce's tits because she's my darling wife. He'd probably be like, you're Jehovah. What does he say?
It's your boy,
Jehovah.
You're not looking at her left tit for nothing. We're here.
For nothing. You ain't looking at her tits for nothing.
We're here.
That's your go-to, isn't
that
it?
That is my go-to. Nah, it's probably Miss Piggy my go-to.
Hiya! No, I mean,
hey,
like...
Hey, Jay-Z!
Is that Beyonce? Hi, Beyonce.
Hello!
Can I see your left tit?
Of course you can!
Kirby's getting jealous.
Check me down.
I cannot do that.
When Trinford's turn up. Jesus.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, what were we? Where were we with this? We're just putting a big.
You were talking about my first. So my first drink. Jack, what was your first ever alcoholic beverage?
Honestly, I can't remember.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a fair comment.
But I do remember the first time I ever got drunk. I was... Tom, you're doing a radio show, mate.
You are being a bit blasé today.
I need my notes.
Oh, dearie, walking around, picking up his phone and stuff. I remember I used to get drunk over a field, just where everyone used to go.
Hovering over it?
No, stood on it.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Stood on it. And I remember once, there was a couple of lads there with a bong.
What's a bong, Jack?
Where's that ring?
Hey, it's Jay-Z. You talking about bongs?
Yeah, I'm talking about your thing.
Oh, wicked news. Hey, carry on with your show, please. Bye.
What was that? Is that like Peter Griffin laughing at you? No, there was a couple of guys there doing a bong, and they were like, Jack, do you want to do a bong? I was like, I've never bonged. I'll have a bong. So I had a little go at the bong, and my head floated off to another dimension.
Ooh. Yeah.
Side note, I was high. And, Westy, my good friend Westy, put a lighter against my thumb, and I sat there on a bench, and he was burning my hand for about 30 seconds. I didn't feel it for some reason, and then I woke up the next day and I had a huge bubble of pus on my hand and a burn. And I said to her, I was like, oh, I don't know how I got that. I thought it had happened in my bed somehow. So I've got like a bite or something, and Westy was like, oh, mate, I fucking was burning your thumb with a thing. I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Did Westy get the lighter to your nose?
No, that's an infection. Do Jay-Z again, it's funnier.
Hello!
What's your first drink?
My first drink was Bacardi Breezer. It was for New Year's. I think I was about 12. I was with my uncle and auntie, and we watched the Newcastle game. I think it was Liverpool, Newcastle. And then there's another game for the New Year's kind of period. So it was the next game was a home game. So I said to my mum, oh, if Tom wants to stay for this, he can stay for the whole weekend and then watch the one on the New Year's Day. So I did. But they were going up to Scotland for New Year's. And they were just like, oh, so what do you drink? And I was like, so I'm 12. I was like, okay.
Well, they said, what do you drink?
Well, they're like,
to a 12-year-old. What's your choice of beer then, son?
I don't really know why it happened, but I was like, oh, I want Bacardi Breezers. And then they're like, oh, I might have had one before, like one Bacardi Breezer before.
Yeah.
And maybe in front of them with my mum there.
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, oh, maybe that's just all right.
Yeah.
So, but I went there and they like bought me like four or five Bacardi Breezers.
That's quite a lot for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, and I went there and I drank them all. And then, I didn't know about this, because obviously when you're at that age, you don't know these things, the kind of things you discover when you're later on. Like, I started minesweeping, like, wine and stuff like that at this party I was at.
A 12-year-old nicking wine? Like almost...
I was the only kid there, it was all adults there.
Like, you'd had your first taste of heroin, you were just like, I need more.
I was like, I need more, I don't know what I was doing.
I never knew that minesweeping, I've only recently found this out when I think Will or you mentioned it before. I thought that was somehow something I made up, minesweeping. I just maybe just heard it and copied it. I didn't know that was the actual term that everyone knew.
That's the terminology.
So you made up dancing as well, didn't you?
Dancing? Nah, just jamming, mate. It's me. Jamming.
What's that mean?
Fingering.
Jack, what was your first night out? You remember your first time entering a club?
Yes, I do.
Was it the waterfront?
No, it wasn't. It was a place called Mercy, which Tom will know.
I filmed there.
Imagine Pasha pushed into like
which one's Pasha, like Ibiza,
a big one pushed into a little local one. So it's like it's the big one, but it's local. Like
right, okay.
A big one into a small one.
What? Yeah, pushing a big thing into a small. Come on, Will. Right, you know what went on Tuesday. I went to this place and I kissed this girl.
She liked it?
I didn't know what dancing was.
That's a fair comment.
So I didn't know that.
Okay.
When you dance with a girl in a club, I'd heard that phrase, but I didn't know that meant going up to her and like grinding her from behind. So I went up to her.
Well, you can do other things.
Grinding her from the front.
Don't have to just go in with
grinding her in the mouth. It's up to you. Girls literally have no say. I'm joking, Will. Do you want me to press the dump button?
Doesn't work.
Oh, get it. No.
Yeah,
so
for you.
What?
Carry on.
It's not really childish, for you.
I'm the villain Fubar deserves. All right? Remember that. So I was up to this girl and we were dancing and I grabbed her hand and like twizzled her around.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, yeah.
I just remember that being embarrassing because one of my mates came up to me and went, "Who do you think you are, Danny from Greece?" And I was like, "Oh."
Did I ever tell you guys about that dance off I was involved in that one night?
What, after you had all those breezers, geezer?
No, it wasn't my Scottish piss up. Did I tell you about this?
Well,
I went to this night which was called Peaches and Cream night. It was on a Sunday night in Cambridge in this really chavvy club.
Sounds great.
And we went there because it was just the only night that was going on. And it was kind of a very urban night.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, I got you, fella. Yeah.
I went there and I'm a very. The ultra,
not urban,
ultra white kid, and I went there and
anti-urban
people. We were doing this really stupid dance, and then this kind of dance off kind of happened between us and this other group of people.
What kind of group?
Just a big group of lads, and I ended up doing a bit of shitty like primary school breakdancing thing, which actually looked alright. And then at the end, and this sounds like a lie,
yeah,
but surely not
because it is.
It's not a lie.
Go on.
And then why are you reading it off notes?
Actually, who answers? Go on, mate, carry on.
Oh, come on, we've said a lot worse
than
that.
Come
on! Get off your eye, Oscar.
Right, well, maybe just listen to the fucking story. And then, so I finished, and then they all went, "Wait!" did that kind of thing.
Sarcastically,
then,
like.
No, and then this big fat guy came up to me, and he just went, like, shook my hand afterwards. And then this girl that was with him started dancing with me, but then within 20 seconds, she knew I couldn't dance and realised that I was just shit, and then she just walked off.
Oh, so she thought you did have a chance?
She thought that I was a good dancer. Came over.
She thought you were pretty urban. You turned out not to be so urban, so she trotted off.
Yeah, she didn't trot off. She wasn't a pig. She galloped away.
I still don't know how to deal with girls. Even like, I don't take compliments very well.
When do you get them?
When I was in my band, this girl came up to me and she was like, "Oh, I really enjoyed your set tonight. Have you got any CDs?" I was like, "No, we've got a badge though. If you want one."
A badge.
Yeah. And then she was just like,
"Put it on you." And you stab her. She's like, "Oh, sir."
I just made it on Badgett. Yeah. You remember Badgett?
No.
You can make your own badges?
Nicket, Maddie, Badgett.
No, that was Bop-It.
No.
Bop-It.
No. But yeah, she just walked off. Should have been the one.
She couldn't have been.
Why?
She just wouldn't have been.
You know, they say that everyone has a certain one in the world?
Yeah.
Well, I think it doesn't apply to everyone.
I reckon the world is like. I reckon there's just one more boy than there is girls, and you're that boy.
There's an odd amount of humans in the world, and Will is the odd human.
He's the odd one.
So you can't die alone.
Nah, not alone, just surrounded by people that hate him.
No, there'll be one nurse there from the junior doctor strike, and she's like, "Fuck's sake, she'll be there witnessing that."
So I'm going to die young?
No.
Well, so you think the strike's going to carry on for the next 65 years?
To be honest with you, I think it will carry on. Well, 65 years? That's a quite long year, isn't it?
Yeah.
90? I think we'd all live to 90 with the current state of medical health. Tom? Your thoughts?
I don't know.
Tom, your thoughts?
90.
Do you want me to turn you up? I can't hear you. Tom? Sorry, I'm getting you now.
I was actually sticking up for you and saying, I don't think you'll die alone.
No, I swear.
Do you honestly not think you'll
just be surrounded by a lot of people that hate you. Go on.
Well, you been for a drink, mate?
I'm kidding, Will. You'll find a lovely young lady one day.
I hope so, because the nights get cold.
Thing is,
you'll find one. They just won't give a shit about you.
Why don't you stick with one girl?
Yeah. You're trying, Tom.
Look, listen, right? All jokes aside, I just want to bring it back to normal now. When we finished a show last Friday and we was walking down North Road and you lit a fag up, you were saying...
I thought you were being genuine then.
No,
then I realised I didn't walk home with you.
The gig's
up, my friend.
No, I don't want to, like, put words into your mouth, so I'm going to quote you. I've written it down here, actually.
Which is weird, because you're just looking at the running order.
No, I'm not. These are the notes. These are the walk home notes. And,
go on. We're forever making walk.
Because some of the things he said was pretty out there. Go on, tell me.
You turned to me and you said... I fucking hate being a 60 a day man, Jack. It does my lungs right in. Then you put Benson and Hedges though, sick things. Then he said, I think I can't actually stay with one girl because I'm always linking, and it says here, too many gash. So I don't know why you'd refer to girls as too many gash, but I find that slightly offensive.
He always says to me, just instead of saying names, he just says numbers out of tens. So seven's coming around tonight.
Yeah.
The other night I had a two.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
A number two all over a chest.
It's getting weird, man.
Go ahead, move on.
It's quite good for you two saying that from the security of a relationship. It's hard out there being a single man.
What? You've had many opportunities to tie some people to
wrong turn of phrase.
Yeah, to you know, I think you just like the single lifestyle.
No, I do. My ultimate team is very much rewarded for my single life.
Yeah.
Giroux up front.
See, I wouldn't joke about Will's single life if I thought he genuinely gave a shit about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You go on so many dates and you could, like,
I'm sure there's some reason why girls go on dates
for time, couldn't you?
You what, mate?
If you wanted to, you could link the same gal for time.
I hate it when you talk.
I'm trying.
But it sounds rank when you say it.
Ah, shut up, fam. I'll come around here, mate. I'll wait that smoke off your little face, fam.
It looks like it's you being rude, man.
Ah, come on, mate. Look, listen,
you hang out with Nick Nevin once.
Listen, fam. since Vooj came in last week, we've been linking up on the BBMs and, yeah, it's just things going down.
Lovely lad, Vooj, wasn't it?
Yeah, safe.
Might see him again.
Yeah, I might do the rest of the show like this, you know.
Just no, please,
natural. It's rad.
I'd rather you do Scouse, and I hate your Scouse.
Bruv, it's natural. You told me once my Scouse was fucking sick.
It is good. I think Scouse is pretty impressive. Better than your Scouse. Do you do Scouse?
No, it's not a fucking competition.
No, it is. When you talk about him like that, if
let's not get wavy. listen, it's time for a little bit of Gracious K. I'm talking about a fucking migraine skank, brother.
Man, I said, show me how you get down. Man, I said, swear down. I wanna see the migraine skank. Let me see the migraine skank. I wanna see the migraine skank. Two hands on the head, that's the migraine skank. Let me see the migraine skank. I wanna see the migraine skank. Wanna see the migraine skank. Two hands on the head, that's the migraine skank. Hey yo, what's going on? That migraine skank. Rude girl, show me the migraine skank. Rude girl, show me the migraine skank. First step is in your right hand. Next step is in your left hand. And then I put both hands on the earth. And then I show me the migraine skank. I wanna see the migraine skank. Don't stop popping that migraine skank. Rude girl, show me the migraine skank. Rude girl, show me the migraine skank. Like jump in the middle and skank. Put two hands on the head and skank. Man, I like, show me how you get down. That's the new skank, skank. Jump in the middle and skank. Put two hands on the head and skank. Put two hands on the head and skank. Man, I like, show me how you get down. That's dance to the migraine skank. Don't stop popping that migraine skank. Rude girl, show me the migraine skank. Rude boy, show me the migraine skank.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Oi, oi!
Yeah, what are you saying, fam?
Absolutely. Fuck up, man.
You thought that was gone. That's not gone.
That song was
horrendous.
That was my Cavos song from 2009.
Was it actually?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that your anthem of the weekend, was it?
Anthem of the 2 weeks, mate. Jesus. 14 man. Nights out. Yeah, fucking
handle
it.
Did you go out every single night?
Even the night after the drip? I wasn't drinking big then.
Well, you don't drink big now.
No, so imagine what I was drinking 8 years ago.
A shot you'd done.
Nah, two shots.
Should we talk to the guest?
Yes.
This is the section of the show where we speak to... We did say unsigned artists, but we think maybe it's a bit nice to say independent artists, because you don't need to be signed now to do well in the biz.
No.
You know that, Jack?
Yeah.
But you're not signing. Your song smashed the fuck out of the charts.
Yeah.
Didn't they, Jack?
Pretty much. Yeah.
So keep that level of energy up, Jack, and we're going to be talking to Joe Leonard.
Hello, Toby.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
Whereabouts are we calling you from in the country?
Well, we're calling him from Caledonian Road.
Fucking hell,
no speech. Well, ask the question properly and you'll get a good answer.
That's all right.
Hello, Toby, mate, you're right, it's Jack.
You're right, Jack.
Yeah, whereabouts are you? Oh, yeah.
I'm just stopping off and then I'm going to be heading to Mansfield tonight for a show.
Playing
my first Mansfield show, which I'm not sure how it's going to go, but it'll be good fun.
Oh, wicked, lovely stuff.
Is it headlining that one, is it? What's the setup down there?
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, I got in contact with them in September and they didn't reply with a date in mind. But then I just, like this week, and they said, well, we've got this Friday if you're free, but you have to play a set. So I was like, well, that's no problem. I'll just play my entire album. And then next thing I know, I'm heading up there tonight.
Smashed it!
Yeah. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Lovely stuff. So... I think you were part of a band before, didn't you? So what made you want to go solo?
Well, what it is I've always liked a drummer, and when I was at university I studied drums, never got really interested in guitar, and then I just bought a guitar when I was at uni with a student loan, as everyone sort of wastes away their money, and I bought with investment, and during my time at uni I was just like bits and pieces and stuff and started writing songs and got really, really into it. Left uni, wrote an album for no reason other than that I just enjoyed it, and then I started playing these songs live and people were connecting with them, and now I'm playing all over the country and just loving, like, showing people my songs and my story, and it's going really well.
Awesome. Is there any particular, like, is anywhere in the country you find kind of vibes your music a lot more and you kind of get the most out of the crowd? Is there certain places you get?
Yeah, I mean, I've got quite a good thing in Leicester because I moved there last year, and then as I sort of gigged more I got a few more people that would come out to, like, most shows, and because my music is quite personal, a lot of people connected to my lyrics in Leicester because they knew me as the person who knew my story, and that's kind of translated onto their friends, and they've introduced me to their friends and stuff, and I think Leicester's probably the one place that I'd go to and kind of know that I'll get a good turnout.
Do you think
but I played a solo. Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Do you think like the music is the winner in Leicester, or do you think they're all just buzzing because of the football and that overflows?
I don't know. Football really took off, but I mean, there's a huge buzz in the centre of Leicester at the moment. There's bunting everywhere.
Every
shop is painted blue, and there's like flags everywhere. It's
your poster all over the bloody place.
yeah, not so much.
It'll come. You'll get there.
It'll come.
What was the first song? So think back to many moons ago. What was the first song you ever wrote? What inspired you to pick up a pen and?
I love rap music. When I was about 8 or 9, and I like was just writing raps in my brother's room, and just, you know, he was putting on Fetter Nun scratch records, and I was just rapping over sort of really old, sort of old school rap.
Okay.
But that was probably the first time I was actually consciously writing songs. And it wasn't until I was like 13, 14 where I started writing to like guitar and things like that, just getting my mates around and saying, right, I can't play guitar, but I'm going to write something if you, you know, sort of play some chords from that.
Yeah.
So that was like, I think it was probably about 3 or 4 years where I didn't write.
Oh, wicked.
Just many raps, because you don't need to do any music for rap over anything as long as there's a beat.
Are you still into rap?
I suppose so. I mean, I was brought up on Eminem and Limp Bizkit, so that's kind of like the foundation.
Limp Bizkit.
Have you ever heard a sick rap called "Hip to Be a Hipster"?
Fucking hell.
I haven't, but I will have to check it out.
Check it out.
Toby, don't, mate. Look, your ears will bleed.
No, check it out. Just a little venture I once went on, and we got number one in the iTunes comedy chart for many, many, many months. So
months?
Yeah, we'll say months. We'll say
a couple of seconds, wasn't it, mate?
What's the... You say you're doing a show tonight. Are you you're touring an album at the moment, or...?
The album's not out yet. It's due to be released, I said originally May.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to release it off my own back, to be honest. I've done enough research into what record labels want and what they're looking for. And I think at this stage in my life, like, I'm nowhere near big enough to be taken on by a label. They wouldn't touch me.
Right, okay.
Just mainly because I haven't got the following yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not making money, so I'm not going to make money for anyone else.
Right, yeah.
But for that reason, I think releasing it on my own means that I get to do it in my own time. I get to put everything I've got into it, all the resources I've got.
Yeah.
I get to release which songs I want to release in the order that I want to release them. It's just a whole lot of element of freedom.
Yeah,
which I think when
you're
a singer-songwriter, you have.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to release it off my own back.
Okay.
I'll probably push a music video in the next couple of weeks. I've already got back for tweaks.
Lovely stuff.
And then probably a single I'll release on iTunes.
Oh, lovely stuff. Well, thank you very much, Toby, for speaking with us. The line's a bit dodgy, mate, so we'll have to try and catch up with you in a couple of weeks, but we hope the gig goes well in Mansfield tonight. Oh no, he's gone,
Toby.
Oh, he's gone. Oh no. Well, that was Toby Leonard.
Is he gone?
We'll have to
throw to a song.
Yeah, please.
Oh, bless, I can't believe.
What? I can't believe what?
Well, we just fucked it at the end.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. The line's touching.
The line was dead.
Okay, cool.
Just cut him off. That's fine. We'll go to. This is Toby Leonard with Pain Relief.
I like this.
Yourself from yourself. tell anyone. I saw scars on your arms, and it breaks my heart that the only pain relief you get is your self-harm.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Ooh, that was a bit dark and deep and mystical. I quite like that. That was Toby Leonard with Pain Relief.
Yeah,
sorry about the breakup there. Not the breakup in the song.
The phone line was a little bit shady, but...
Why have you got a spade in your hand?
A spade?
Why are you digging away there?
Oh, I don't know.
Ah, cool, man. No, that was Toby. Yeah, the line was a bit dodgy. He was on his way to Mansfield to play to a
sellout
crowd.
That's what you
crowd.
Get with these rock and rollers, Will. It's not always a good line. Well, there's a good line backstage, if you know what I mean, boys.
You're
speaking to a rock and roller yourself.
Yeah.
Remember, anyone paper shapes?
Oh, every week you go on about your old band.
Terrible.
Still, come on, man.
Newsflash! No one cares!
Someone does.
Someone cares about it enough to download your stuff and then delete it because it's given their ears.
That's really harsh, illness. Jack, mate.
No, it's not.
It is.
Don't call me Jack, mate. I'm not your mate.
Aww.
Well, I'll call you Jack, mate. I'll call you Jack if you're my mate.
What are we doing now, then?
I'm waiting for Rob, but...
Old Robbie Knox is here to stay.
We're doing the theme. Fucking hell, don't you, mate?
You alright? Keeping you up, aren't
you? So fucking boring.
So you were up till 5:30 last night, were you, Jack?
Yeah.
Why?
Spliffs, blinds.
Spliffs!
Nah, I don't know, mate.
I was literally
just watching a couple of documentaries, so I got carried away.
Have you seen the new Louis Theroux? What do you think of it?
Oh, I watched that.
Let's talk about that.
Very sad.
Do you agree with me that I kind of didn't like the fact he did it in England?
Why?
Didn't feel that it was the same kind of production as his American one. I didn't think it was done in the same kind of way.
Here he is.
He looks staggering in with two beers in his hand.
After talking about the Louis Theroux documentary.
Talking about booze.
Drinking yourself to oblivion, the documentary was called.
Giving it a go.
Have you seen the new Louis Theroux documentary?
No, but people used to tell me I look like Louis Theroux.
Oh, I was just about to say. When
really?
I do, there are certain features.
Really?
When I don't have... Oh, I don't have a beard now. I've got my stash hanging.
No.
Has anyone got any glasses?
Louis doesn't usually have his hands on his face.
Can I borrow some glasses?
Jacob?
No.
Well, good. We'll do it in the song.
He's bringing them in.
This is all visual.
Bring in the glasses.
If you're on the webcam, you're having a great show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, let's put these on. Robbie's putting them on the glass.
Shit!
Louis!
He's here.
Louis.
Where's Robbie gone?
Hello, I'm Louis Theroux.
That's how he talks.
This is amazing for them.
Tweet that. Oh, yeah. Is his own personal Snapchat?
Yeah, no, I do see it in the eyes now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the nose.
Not the nose.
I don't see how people can wear glasses. They might give me a headache.
Yeah, because them ones are specific to him.
That's how they work.
How you been?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Just been the pub, my friend Desi.
What, next door?
Yeah, the pub across there, Shitty Beers.
Oh, lovely stuff. Got much planned for weekend?
I'm going to go and watch Morris dancing on Sunday morning, 5 in the morning.
Dancing?
Why 5 in the morning?
Because that's when it is. And I can't really dictate the schedule of the Morris men.
May Day
dawn, they do their dance.
Do they?
So, yeah. I've got a Ford in my village, not a car, like a river thing people drive through. And the May Day Morris dancing happens at like sunrise then, which is 5 something, so I'll be there.
You're going to be shattered, aren't you?
Yeah, exhausted. Probably won't go. I went last year, which I was quite surprised by, but I don't know.
Did you like it enough last year to go again?
Yeah, it was quite nice because there were like 100 people there, which I thought was quite a big turnout. I don't know what the general turnout for 5 a.m. Morris dancing is, but that seemed good to me.
Yeah, it seems like a good average.
So I thought I'd go again. Yeah,
fair enough. Well,
you guys, will you be there?
No, sir.
Probably not. I'll probably be asleep.
No.
Yeah.
I'm all right, mate.
I do want to know, you've brought in a couple of beers.
Yeah.
Lovely, because as you know, we're talking about lad culture a bit today. Have you ever been on a lad's holiday?
I have. I went when I was at university. Oh, is there music?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
If you want. I thought it might be Chumbawamba.
No, let's right. play that anymore.
Yeah, copyright! Allowed.
Yeah, we've killed that anyway.
I went when I was at university. I went on a lad's holiday to Calella, perhaps pronounced, in Spain.
Wow.
It cost £115 each. That includes all your drinks.
What?
What?
And travel.
And hotel.
Yeah.
Was that
for a week?
Hell. Was that a lot of money in those days? No, not trying to be a dick.
No, it was,
I wasn't trying to be a dick.
No, it was. That's never been a lot of money. But we went on a coach, and basically what happened was the company that did it did holidays for old people, basically, and we found this deal and we went on it. Old people will go along and have a few drinks, but we went and had like a lot of drinks.
Yeah.
So we kind of won.
You did.
Oh, we met a man called Dr. Funk.
What did he do?
He ran a bar called Dr. Funk's.
He prescribed some
he was self-titled.
He was the doctor of funk. He made cocktails. It was the only bar that wasn't awful in this godforsaken resort.
Did they get you funked up at all?
Yeah, they got me tipsy.
I'm just picturing Disco Stew.
Disco Stew.
It was a bit like that.
Were you just surrounded by old people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Was there any, like...
I mean, it wasn't a classic holiday, but it was £115 for all your drink, which...
Did any of you get...
I'll spend an hour, really, now, because I'm kind of big time.
Any of you get your...
I'm really not.
Endeth away?
Yeah, just
my
get to the
a friend of mine whose name I won't mention, although the chance of him listening is pretty low, but he had relations with a girl... while
allegedly
he had a relationship with a girl who was the mother of a 13-year-old child. This woman was on holiday with her child at the time.
Oh,
I had that in Cavos. There was a mother and daughter combination in our hotel,
and
nothing. There was just a bit, I think it's a very strange setup to go on that sort of holiday.
In fact, I went on a holiday with four people, less eventful than another time, but one of the guys was the same one, and he had sex with another mother in a swimming pool, and this is a time when we were not of age of mothers. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is grim.
Wow.
Wow. If you like having sex with mums, I mean, get advice from him, because he's really into it.
Taking it all in.
Yeah.
He
was
taking it all in.
I don't know if I should go on a lad's holiday. I've never been on one.
But you're too late.
They're really good.
Are they?
It depends what the lads are. If it's, like, idiots, then no, it won't be.
Because I got invited on one with, I don't know if you heard, Nick Nevin and Dapper Laughs.
Laughs. Sounds brilliant.
You were invited on with that guy Adrian, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's too nutty for me. I mean,
first one's always the best, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you get there and it's just a fresh experience.
Robbie, were you drinking every night and every day?
We were drinking every night, but then in the middle of it, because we were drinking, basically it was free drinks till midnight, so we start drinking around lunchtime, and we were pretty tipsy by midnight. And then one night we thought we can't. Like in the middle of the holiday, we thought we need to have a break. Let's have a night off. And Dr. Funk and the other guy,
not Dr.
the other guy there, worked there, fit porno bloke who looked like an attractive guy from a pornographic film. We saw them and they were really excited to see us. They go, "Hey boys, you're coming in for party, yeah?" And we were like, "No, mate, we're just going to go to the beach." And it was like, Have you ever seen an episode of Friends with Fun Bobby in it? No.
Tom.
A lot of references we're not getting here. We were just really boring, and it turned out that we were only interesting if we were drunk. So,
doctor. Did he have the qualifications for that title?
I didn't check with the GMC.
You didn't do a background check.
No, I didn't.
High pag.
What are you trying to say?
No.
Go on, have a go.
I wonder why that fucking mic's breaking.
What's he doing?
He honestly moved
the mic stand off earlier.
What did he do that for?
Because it's arrogant.
He moves it about like he's Mick Jagger, honestly. Look at him.
It's not Freddie Mercury earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's a new joke, new day. It's not a new day. Don't worry about it. Can you remember your first ever drink?
I think I probably can. I think I was probably about 18, perhaps.
Fuck,
really?
Yeah.
I know, because I'm...
The loser.
Yeah, exactly. And I was on just to make myself slightly more of a loser. I would have been 17, but to undo that slightly coolness, I was on with some scouts from a sort of scout camp. Well, it wasn't really sort of. It was some friends I used to hang around with when we were at scouts, and then we got too old for scouts, but we used to just keep going on the scout camp because we were kind of cool. Do you want to get out?
He's drinking alcohol there now.
What was the drink?
Drank a bit of cider. It was cider. Massive, like, 3-litre bottle of White Lightning or dry.
Oh, that is grim.
Yeah.
That is grim.
Mine was Bacardi Breeze in my first one.
Yeah, we know.
What about you, Jack?
I can't remember my first drink.
No?
No.
It's milk, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because you were pissed.
I was already pissed, yeah. First, it's a show all about first, so we're going to go
really?
There. Like, the first sexual encounter.
Didn't do that for any of us.
Define encounter.
No, but I'm not talking, I'm not actually, I phrased that wrong. Not
Have you ever had a one night stand? What was the first encounter? Was there anything funny happen? If not, what, like, no, we'll move on.
What do you mean by that encounter? Define encounter like touching of genitals?
Yeah.
As in a sexy.
Nothing funny, really. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you're after. I don't know what to give you.
Neither do no, I.
Not really. So, I mean, I have had
Jack,
sex the girl.
Jack, why don't you give an example of a funny sexual encounter with you, and then Robbie might be like, hello, I've got one, I can say one back.
So,
like sexy tennis.
I don't have any funny ones. Every time I've had sex, it's been very natural.
It's been hilarious.
Very
consensual.
Very classy. Obviously, Will. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, no, just reaffirming.
I've got something quite funny, but I'll tell you after we've...
Rob! Yeah. So it's radio.
Yeah, sorry, everyone.
Yeah, you?
You told us to put it on the sheet.
Yeah, you were like, let's talk about sex this week, I'm really
horny. I'll tell you what I've got on my notes. I won't...
Rob spilt his pint.
It's not a pint, mate, it's...
Sorry, Rob.
330 mils.
Talking about
come on, Jack, fucking hell.
Is this the show on?
I'm just reading my notes now.
Yeah, what and, they say, mate. Tell the listeners, maybe.
It says here, I went to a grimy little dirt bar called Shoosh, and the first time I went there, I saw a 40-year-old woman with a skirt up to her waist bouncing on top of some black guy. We thought they were just having a dance until she started screaming in let's just say ... joy.
They were having sex on the dance floor.
Yeah, no, I went on
a stag do to Great Yarmouth. Jack will know that. It's in his locale.
Yeah.
We weren't actually just going to Great Yarmouth. That'd be the worst stag do ever. We went to the Norfolk Broads and we stopped in Great Yarmouth one evening.
Right.
And we went there. We went to a bar on the sort of seafront about 8 o'clock at night on a Saturday. And there were two people having sex up against the fruit machine at 8 o'clock at night. And if any part of you thinks that sounds quite attractive and hot, it was not. It was like the worst people in the world having sex. It was the least attractive thing in the world.
Oh God. Where I used to live at my mum's house with my sister, there was a... here we go. Now we're all sex stories!
Cheers.
We lived right behind the back of the council. Do you know what the council is? Like the local place where you go and you sort things out. You sort out your...
I know what a council... I know what
are you explaining that?
I know what the concept of local government is.
So I was in a house.
David Cameron.
Well, it had a roof.
Do you know what democracy is?
So, but the council had a big car park at the background. For anyone who doesn't know what a car park is, that's where you put cars.
Well, all right, Einstein, what's a car?
I'm stalling. What's a car, Tom?
He
doesn't know, look.
He doesn't know, does he?
Anyway, there's a car, mate. There's a council and a car park behind. So my bedroom overlooked it. One night, my sister's in this room, I'm in this room.
Ooh.
Shut up the sea. Straight away, I know he's going to do a joke like that's rank. I can hear like, So I think it's an owl.
Tawny owl.
Snowy.
A horny owl, yeah. So I thought, I didn't think much of it. And then after a while, my sister's come running through. She's banged on my door and gone, Jack.
Gunny Johnny's.
I thought that was what it was going to be.
I've run out of Femidoms. Karen.
Oh, that's a big tick going on this.
She was like, look outside. There's a guy bumming someone. So I've looked outside. It was only a guy just fucking a girl from behind, but I thought, like, she was like 15, 16 at the time, and I thought, I'm so glad you just don't understand the world yet. Like, and then it made me appreciate her a bit more. I turned around and went, that's not bumming, this is bumming.
Fuck's sake. I don't know, where'd you stand on that?
He just did that to make me laugh.
I did media law at uni, I did not... I just panic a lot.
You keep mentioning Needy and Law.
Yeah, like you know about
it. He brought it up last week, gingerbread.
Did I say Jake? You said earlier.
No, I said gingerbread earlier.
Why do you keep calling Tom gingerbread and gingerbread?
You're just making me angry.
All right, carry on with your shit.
Gingerbread make you angry. I don't get the connection.
Don't you start.
Carry on about your
shit. Do it one, mate.
Carry on with your story.
That was it.
I did Needy and Law once.
Was that your story? You did media law?
No, but it's just about you fucking your sister. I mean, one week we're talking about Jews in a Pizza Hut and stuff. I just get... When I'm on air, I feel a bit edgy. That's all I'm trying to say. and I'm just flicking through those textbooks in my mind.
I thought there were no rules on FUBAR. Yeah. Okay, do you want?
Laws of the land, Robbie, that we have
to
adhere to.
I thought this was an ungovernable republic.
Yeah. Right, guys, it's getting a bit moody in
this
here.
This is SeaWorld.
We should go to Larrick in Love.
Oh, fucking hell, Tom's producing.
Happy as Annie.
Do you want to do that, Jack? Or?
You know it's a fucking shit listen. Show when Tom's taking the moral high ground. Jesus.
They're banned the city again.
Tune. Sick all over the floor.
Oh god.
And I've never been back since.
And my sister never said thanks. So Robbie, we're not saying like you're the antithesis of a lad, aren't you? You're not a lad. You drink.
I think I'm pretty much like dapper laughs. I'm proper lad.
I would have thought like if I had to put like going back to the wrestling right. thing, if I had to put enemies, I would put Dapper and you. I'd say you're a very different kind of guy.
Like, I wouldn't say enemies. I don't.
Not enemies, but you're like the opposite.
I wouldn't say I'm particularly laddish.
No. Not a gentleman.
Ironically,
that's laddie. Saying I did work on a what we might be considered quite a laddish football show for a while, but I don't know.
Hmm.
I wrote an article for the Huffington Post about laddism.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I'd say Soccer AM is laddish, but it's inclusive as well. It's not too.
I think that's the difference. And this is sort of the argument in my Huffington Post article that laddism was once an inclusive movement that was quite empowering for women as well, like ladettes and all that sort of stuff. And you guys were a bit young, but there was a sort of time when women wouldn't really drink pints in the pub, sort of thing, and it sort of brought all that about now. But then it sort of got hijacked by idiots.
And
I think now what you think of as a lad now, what you think of as a lad in 1986 are probably quite different.
Yeah
it's quite deep, isn't
because
it?
Even like things like the Lad Bible and Unilad are trying to distance themselves from the phrase, aren't they?
Yeah which is very going to be very difficult for them. Their whole brand is built around that word. So
when I was at uni, it was all like, I think that was like 2009 2010, it was all like the rise of social media has saw dickheads come to the forefront, really, isn't it?
So anyway, I
how's your Facebook career going?
It's like anything, though. It gets taken over by idiots, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You start off with anything good. Yeah. Shoreditch, that was a nice place. Now it's full of idiots.
Yeah. FIFA.
Yeah, even FIFA.
Yeah.
I don't know who started it.
It was brilliant in the 30s.
Yeah. So I went on to Urban Dictionary because I was basically going to try and find some laddish terms and see if you knew what they meant.
Okay.
And then I couldn't really find any. They were all terrible. They were like cummy.
Truffle butter, wasn't it?
Truffle butter. That was one of them. Do you know what that is?
I'm going to guess semen.
Kind of. Elaborate.
Girl semen.
Oh, right, well now you're talking.
I don't know.
So basically, this is how much we were going to scrape the barrel. It means
you're even saying it now.
Yeah, I am. It's when you do a girl from behind.
Go on,
sis, and then you take it out. You take it out in the front, then you bring it out, and then there's like poo and cum and. That's truffle butter.
Do I have the okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's truffle butter. I'll see you guys soon. So that's how.
Good night, London.
Yeah.
Bradley Walsh at the Palladium. Yeah. Ending with that. Truffle butter.
This has been question.
Good gang, good gang.
This has been question time. Thank you very much.
It's been quite a nice debate about laddism.
Is it truffle butter? Yeah, you've just won Mastermind.
You see, that's the inherent problem with laddism. Is it's people don't really say it's kind of quite fun being a bit of an idiot. Do you know what I mean? That sort of woo lads.
I think
it's quite
as long as you're
amazing.
Aware of what you're doing.
Exactly, but, yeah. And that's I've got a group of friends, and we have a group that was sort of ironically called Bant Club, and on WhatsApp, and it was during that we set up during the last World Cup, and it's basically like laddish banter.
Yeah.
But what no one says is it really, it's quite fun.
We do that, and like when we show off to each other just being laddie, and we're in that kind of bubble. And then when you do that and you meet someone the first time, you think, are they thinking this is ironic? Or are they thinking us being laddie?
It's like when you came down to mine for that weekend and John Kemp came round. So we had a friend that we don't really often see, he doesn't really know about us. He came round, and me and Tom were like showing off in front of each other. Like even my girlfriend was like joining in as well. And I'd say stuff to Fiona like, go on, get in the kitchen, girl, go on, like that. Yeah. And then you kind
Top
of...
Bench.
And yeah, and then
and
you
then
see...
And then he punched her.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But then you kind of...
But what did Kemp... What was Kempy's reaction?
He just kind of didn't really get it, and then it made us feel like...
Because what was he said? We were so... Because we were joking around when we were because we were doing takes, we're filming an advert for this, and we were like, oh, sorry for mucking about, and he's like, oh, I'm used to working with professionals. And Jack said straight away, he said, yeah, so are we. He was the one
he
filming.
He came down
it.
To film us.
Yeah.
But like, if I'd have said that to Tom or you or Will, that would have been a laugh. But he was kind of like, like where I've just mugged him off. And I didn't mean it to be cynical or nasty or anything like that. But yeah, so anyway, going back to the game.
That's classic Kempy though, isn't it?
Yeah, so Kemp.
Here it is.
Yeah. John Kemp on lads. Ross Kemp on
it was good. Just go with it. I have the confidence to deliver.
Thank you. So I was going to ask you laddie terms, but I'm not now. I'm going to ask you, these are actually quite normal terms that the kids are using, and I want to see if you know any of them.
I know what Netflix and chill is.
More milk.
Not on
is
it.
Is that on there? Okay.
Not on it.
Right,
so
I'm screwed.
I've titled this quite cleverly, The Quiz for Robbie.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What's that again, Jack?
The Quiz... For Robbie.
That's
Robbie.
Catchy, though.
Yeah.
Maybe get t-shirts made.
Yeah. So, first of all, we'll start off a nice easy one.
Brackets atheist.
And I can use these in a sentence as well, if you wish.
Okay.
Just request it. Bay.
I've heard that word, but I'd like it in a sentence, please, because I don't quite know what it means.
Oh, Taylor Swift is definitely my bay. Bay.
Brilliant. Does it mean, like... Does it mean babe?
No, give him a clue. What's it when it's like initials? It's anagram.
I've never felt older than at this point.
It's an acronym.
Acronym.
Is it?
Yeah. People think it means babe, but it doesn't.
Oh, does it stand for something?
Black African eunuch.
No. Close.
It's actually black African elephant. So no, it's not. It's
just say what it is.
It means before anyone else. So like,
okay. It wasn't that close.
Before anything else.
Anything else?
I didn't know that.
But
I'm young.
Where did you say your friend's from?
Norway.
This might be an ignorant question. Is Denmark? Do they speak the same language?
So Norway and Denmark. Norwegian and Danish are different languages.
Oh, okay. Because on here, I've not searched this, but it says on here that "bay" is the Danish word for shit.
He might speak Danish as well. I can go and ask
him.
Hang on a second.
Ask him what bay means.
Robbie's just put down his headphones. Mm. He's now leaving the studio to ask his lovely Norwegian friend.
He's asking what the Danish word for shit is.
Clit is the Danish word
for clit. Clit. Shitty clit.
Does bay mean anything in Danish?
That's truffle butter, isn't it? Are we just going to... Can you hear that?
I think so.
Besh means
Besh.
besh.
Okay, yeah. So Urban Dictionary is apparently not factual, weirdly.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah, I know.
That's weird.
Next one. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks, Desi, the Desi the Norwegian.
Yeah, thank you. Kanye'd.
Well, I know who Kanye West is.
Dude, did you see that? He totally just got Kanye'd.
So, right, can I just get... I just want to see how out of touch I am. Is this a phrase that you guys would use?
No. I don't even know what it means.
I don't know what it means. We probably wouldn't use any of these.
I wouldn't say we're done with the kids.
Because I was kind of thinking I was I think I'm fairly in touch with stuff. Like, I hang out with, like, YouTubers and stuff, and that's the thing now. And we all have to accept that that's a proper job. So,
I don't know. Literally mental.
I don't know what Kanye is. Okay, is it rhyming slang? Can you give me that clue?
Or
is
no,
it...
it's not rhyming slang.
Using a sentence. Oh, you said probably Kanye. I want to guess as well.
That guy totally just got Kanye. What's your guess?
Can I have a guess after Tom?
He said something.
I don't know. I have no clue.
Jack, mate.
Yeah.
Is it when you interrupt someone?
Correct.
Yes.
It's
brilliant.
How would you say he interrupted? He Kanye.
Taylor Swift, I think it was.
Yeah, but that should be Swifted, because he didn't... If you get interrupted...
Yeah.
Or was it someone... Because it should be the other way around, shouldn't it?
You've been Swifted.
Oh, I suppose you got... Yeah, done by... Yeah, okay, fair enough.
It says, when you steal someone's moment of recognition for your own personal gain.
Yeah.
Now, this one is actually... I'll give you a clue. It's a sexual act. What does it mean to Superman that hoe?
This is from the Soulja Boy song, isn't it?
Yeah, so my sentence on here is, watch me, ooh, now watch me, ooh, watch me Superman that hoe.
I think I know what it means.
You got any idea, Robbie?
No.
It's when you are doing a woman from behind, you pull out, and at the moment of ejaculation, you come over her back, she then proceeds to roll over, has the bedsheets stick to her back like a cape.
I did know this.
Yeah.
I did know, yeah.
Think more!
I did know this. Do you know what,
last year at the Morris Dancers, we all Superman that high.
Yeah.
Are you thinking, is that a...
I've got another horrific story, I'm trying to work out whether it's appropriate.
It is.
Ratchet. Ratchet.
Ratchet?
No, Ratchet. I'll spell it. R-A-T-C-H-E-T. See that girl in the club? She be ratchet as fuck.
No idea.
Rank, isn't it?
Loose.
Means a disgusting woman.
Disgusting?
Disgusting woman who Samadress. Thinks for whatever reason she's attractive.
Samadress.
Okay. On fleek.
On freak.
Yeah. On fleek.
Those eyebrows fleek. Are on fleek.
Tom knows this, so this must be like a word that gets used.
Yeah, this one's fairly common.
For girls to say,
my eyebrows are on fleek.
My gooch hair is on fleek.
Drawn on like an idiot?
It means looking particularly perfect.
On point.
Or just very nice.
You can answer me this question about ladies of your generation. And I've never felt younger. Why do they draw on eyebrows? Because you kind of get your own eyebrows when you're born.
I hate that.
It's disgusting.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Like, I appreciate I sound like someone's granddad.
Some just tattooed.
I've made videos about this before. I don't get it.
Must be a problem.
Mm.
But I don't, yeah.
Misogynist.
Is
it? I mean, let us know, girls. Messages at FUBAR something or other.
Yeah.
This is what I actually think the answer is.
Okay, no, I genuinely want to know.
Okay,
yeah.
I think some girls have very thin eyebrows, and if they pluck them too much when they're younger, they come back very thin and bitty, and if they try and grow them out, it just doesn't really come back as thick as they were. So therefore, they think the best way to do it is just to draw them on.
When you meet a girl with quite thick eyebrows, I find that quite hot.
Yeah. Well, Cara Delevingne very much brought that back, didn't she, I think?
Oh, Cara Delevingne.
Mm. That's kind of become a very fashionable thing now to have.
Your producer, what state? He's not even near the microphone, he's just lying down.
No, pot belly and little bonus.
Do you remember how keen he was when he met his hero, Jack, a while ago? Oh my god. London life.
London life. Laying down. Oh, Delevingne. So grimy. Last one. Low key.
Low key?
Yeah. Me and Jasmine have been low key banging.
Not like serious, just like casual sexual intercourse.
Kind of.
Just no one really knows about it.
To keep something on the down low, not to make it...
That's what low-key means anyway.
Yeah, that's not really a sort of thing. That's just like a word.
Being low-key.
Oi, blame Urban Dictionary, not me.
Well, you picked it out, mate.
There you go, Robbie. That was bringing you back to...
I really enjoyed that. Life. I felt quite...
Nostalgic?
No, I felt quite like I was
nostalgic.
A pensioner, but then you guys didn't seem to know that many of that either. So no. I felt
I learned as well.
I'm talking, this is probably like, we're even past this. This is like modern day 13, 14 year olds.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 39 now. I have a birthday the other
day. Maybe keep that low key, Robbie.
Yeah.
Is that not in the FUBAR brand?
That's pretty fleek, but keep it low key, would you?
Yeah. Your moustache is on fleek.
You're still my bae.
I wouldn't say it's on fleek. I'd say it's pretty ratchet.
Oh, well, I'd say it's ratchet. Come on, man.
I would say this song is cute AF.
That's Butter Truffle, isn't it?
Nah, that's false with my number. And snow globe has taken us to this messed up dimension. We're trapped here for the rest of our days.
1 minute until we arrive on our baby!
Oh, fuck off, Martin. We ain't doing it.
Guys! I'm nervous!
Don't worry, cunt. We'll save you.
You'll be on air live and uncensored for the rest of your life!
You've really done it now, Nozzer.
So tense. So just to recap, I had actually been given a snow globe, which took us to a different dimension. Will yes. hadn't come with us.
No.
But then Martin, the different dimension version of Will, took us to the studio and he locked us in there. He said, "You're going to be doing uncensored radio
for the rest of your life."
But he flipped down a little door and you saw the real Will attached to a table with a laser beam going towards it. We didn't know what to do, Jack.
No, we didn't.
So then I smashed the button, the red button that's been on the desk. We never know what it did this whole time. Sirens went off, smoke went everywhere, and that's also known as the dump button.
Right, so we're going to find out what the dump button does. This is called...
Is there a gas leak here? Because I didn't understand a word of any of that.
It's no, foo, boys.
You probably just won't go understand a word of this.
Okay, I'll keep going. I sort of got it, yeah. Right. I like the dump button.
Cool.
Okay, do I start reading now?
Yeah.
Is there no like backing bed or anything?
No,
there
come.
Often is.
That'll
okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak out of turn. The dust settles in the FUBAR studio. The smoke clears. The room is deathly silent and vacant. The boys are gone. Martin's dead, though. Oh, yeah, he didn't survive. His limbs scattered everywhere. The fat northern C word. I'm not saying that, I'm better than that.
Finally, I've got to press the dump button.
I can't believe you did that, Tom. You have no respect. I'm paid to protect and look after the stat studio, and you pressed that one button Duncan specifically told me to ensure wasn't pressed. You're a mug.
Hold on a second. I pressed the button, and you've gone from being tied up with a laser aimed at your face to not being tied up with no fucking laser aimed at your face. I've done you a favour, mate.
I would say stop arguing, but he does have a point, Will.
Mini Dunk?
What?
Will points down at his t-shirt. He's wearing a name badge that says Mini Dunk.
I think he wants us to call him Mini Dunk.
Weird.
Right, listen here, Bumders. I've got a couple of low-hanging fruits I want you to squeeze.
Will, or Mini Dunk, is interrupted. Suddenly, the boys become aware of their surroundings. It appears they've been transported to a massive room full of colourful sofas. The boys look in a nearby mirror in complete horror. Their limbs, their skin is now shiny, and their limbs look like blocks.
Yeah, this will do.
I'm bemused, Tom.
I've never seen so many sofas. Well, apart from in your front garden that time, you dirty squatter.
I live in a flat, Tom. I don't have a front garden.
Oh, exactly. Even dirtier than I remember.
Shit. I know exactly where we are. Check your pockets, you two.
Will and Tom check their pockets. Will has 74 gold coins. Tom has one sack of coins. Jack checks his two. He has 3 gold bars.
Where's my real money gone?
Thomas. This is your real money now. We've checked in.
Checked in? But where?
Jack slowly points to the top of the door.
Habbo! We're at Habbo Hotel!
Sweet! I'm off to bobber some bitches!
Not grasp Habbo language, have you not?
Yeah, I just said bobber, you cunt.
Every swear word needs to be a bobber, Tom. Not just the ones you decide.
Your hair is rank.
Irrelevant.
As the pixelated squabbling continues, lanky producer Will spots a yellow sticky note in the middle of the wall. So he goes and picks it up with his grubby fingers and begins to read it in that awful Brummy accent of his.
Welcome to Habbo Hotel. Keep your shoes on. The carpets here have AIDS. Habbo has taken a few knockbacks throughout the years since the Bitcoin crash of 04. Things are different. Once you enter Habbo Hotel, you're pixelated Habbo from that moment on. Your chances of turning back into a human selves are very, very slim.
Get in! This day couldn't have gone better. I fucking love Habbo Hotel.
Will continues to read the note.
Please be respectful, guests of the hotel. Don't shit anywhere. You're not supposed to. And try not to get assaulted and stuff. Since the 3 purple dragon lamps went missing, tensions are high. Oh, and by the way, if you get scammed, you die. You cease to exist.
No, this can't be happening. I can't live my life in this wretched hotel. I only have 3 sacks. It'll never last.
Tom's pussy moaning is interrupted by a boy Habbo. What the hell is this about? I've got no idea. He is dressed in an expensive suit and has some shades to match.
Welcome, gents. May introduce myself. I'm Chav, number one Chav, and I'm a trusty founder member here at Habbo. I'll make you a tasty offer you can't refuse. Oh, yeah, I've heard about this guy. He used to run things around here.
I wonder if there's a Tinder just for Fernie.
Want to get out of this hotel?
Do bears shit in Will's rucksack?
It says rank flat.
Yeah, so do bears shit in Will's rank flat? Oh, of course rucksack. I do.
Okay, when you entered Habbo, you were each given a secret word, a password if you like. Go into the welcome lounge and say your secret word. No one will see it. There's only a wardrobe in there. You'll be safe.
The boys deliberate for a quick moment about what they should do.
Not a chance. No way. I'm not doing that. He looks a proper scummy bobber if you ask me.
Scamming bobber.
I say we do it. I mean, we've only got our lives to lose. Life is all about risk.
Well, your decision.
Join us next...
Go on.
Join us next week to find out what happens. Will the boys give away their password? Could this finally be the end of their existence? Or will they just stay occupants of the hotel and bobber something ton of biscuits? Who knows? Join us next week to find out more. What are we talking about? I've not understood a word of this.
That was the Foo Boys!
Foo Boys!
Oh.
I want to find out if we have a bobber load of biscuits next week.
Bobber load of biscuits.
What is this about? I genuinely
have
no idea.
Habbo Hotel is an online chat room, like some Sims.
Online game in which you can make a room in a hotel. And when I was 12 or 13...
Do you know what? I sort of recognise it as something that happened in the olden days as a sort of kids thing. Is that right?
Yeah. I was on there and I was very big within the game because I had a lot of money. And my username on there was number one Chav because when I was a little kid I thought I was a Chav. And I used to scam all the new kids on there, not realising they were actually putting their real money into
it. I think he knew that.
Huh?
I think he knew that they were putting their money into
it. No, I didn't really. I was 12.
Wow.
I was drinking Bacardi Breezes when I was
so 12.
Being a 12 is much harder than it was when I was 12.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of stuff. I never had any accidental scamming.
Oh, yeah, I was frauding people when I was 12. That's why me and James Yates clicked.
Actually, do you know what? I did scam a few people. We had this thing called a play-by-mail football game, which was basically like a really early computer game. What you did was there were like 64 people in the league. And you got every week on like a Wednesday, you got sent your team and the result from last week. And you had to pick your team and send it off in an envelope. And then you got back your result and stuff like that.
What did you do, though? Didn't you do something?
I did stuff.
No, because
you said you were scamming before.
You were scamming, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So what we learnt was that if you wrote to the people who organised it that you'd sent them £20, they credited your account with £20. Without checking whether you'd sent a check. It wasn't the best system they had. And my friend Gavin just kept doing this till he eventually got about £200 and he went, I want to quit the game. You send my money back. And I went, yep. Just sent him a check for £200.
What?
Which, like, 20 years ago, was pretty big money.
Yeah. Cool.
Could have bought you 2 days holiday.
Yeah. Wow, anyone knows.
Oh, thanks for listening to this rather scattered show. I blame it down to all the booze that we were talking about got to our heads, didn't it? We felt a little bit tipsy after the first 10 minutes, didn't we?
We did. Sure did. It's been a great show, I think, though. There's been some bloody highlights. Will, do you want to tell us about the highlights?
Oh, I couldn't possibly fit it all in the next 2 minutes.
This, if I may say a few words, this has easily been the best day of my life.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
Thank you, Robert.
I'm glad
we shared it with you.
I hope that continues long into the night for you.
No, this is the highlight. It was going to go downhill now.
I'll take that. I'm off to buy some football stickers and get the train back to Norwich. You guys are off for a cheeky few bevs and then maybe...
He has to stay for one bev.
Nah, I can't be arsed.
Can't be arsed. That's nice.
Yeah.
A lot of friends for right?
Honesty. I like honesty.
Yeah.
The Jackmate Show.
Thanks for listening to the Jackmate Show on Fubar Radio.
We're back. To check out the podcasts.
Yeah, check out the podcast. Tuesday this week. Oh, I'm being told things as they happen.
Jack, what's happening next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, I'm not sure.
Certain video has been released online.
Comedy Central starts.
Oh, yeah, we've got the Comedy Central stuff going out on Wednesday, so that'll be good.
Is that happening? Is that the show?
Yeah. All month
of
May.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well done, guys.
Only online.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Don't slag it off.
Don't be a dick.
I'm joking.
Dick about it. Well done to Jack and Tom.
Thank you.
Fucking hell, someone's got to put it together, Rob. It
means a lot.
Oh, yeah, you're obviously not behind the project, so well done to those two.
Means a lot, Robbie. Turn Thank you very much. Cheers for the show, guys. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. We'll
okay if I speak to you today? You've been pissed off for a week now.